This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The typical or median house or apartment in America costs about $280,000. But there are some markets like Detroit where prices are still dramatically below that, and the typical home there runs about $40,000. The prospect of buying that low and either renting out the property or flipping it for a profit has drawn a lot of overseas investors to Detroit. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports.
My tour guide here is busy.
My name is Rob Funk, F-U-N-K, like Uptown Funk You Up. I just sell real estate.
We're driving to see a house he's selling on Detroit's east side.
There are a lot of people competing for these houses. Like today, I had a guy in from Germany, and I was showing him houses today.
And he sees more and more people from overseas, the UK, China, Indonesia. This one he showed to the German guy is two stories, solid brick, with lots of detail work inside.
I personally love this house. It's got a den here. Look at the wood doors are still intact.
But it also doesn't have heat and needs a new roof.
How much is it for sale for?
$9,900.
The buyer might fix it up and flip it, but local investors also buy up homes in foreclosure auctions and resell them to overseas investors to rent out, promising a 10, 15, sometimes 20% return on investment.
And that seems like a very attractive return when government bonds give you 1.5%.
Stan Van Nieuwenberg is a professor of real estate finance at New York University. He says investors are drawn to Detroit's rock-bottom real estate prices. Still, it's no secret that this is all speculation.
People are essentially gambling for, you know, the resurrection of Detroit.
And it means a growing number of landlords in Detroit are the definition of absentee. Tanika Sanford's on the other side of that situation. She shows me the back hall of her three-bedroom house, which she rents for $750 a month.
This right here, the water leaks from out here because there's a hole in the ceiling. So do you see how the water buckles?
The ceiling is waterlogged.
When it rains, it pours.
It pours literally inside the house. She says she's asked the managers to fix a number of problems, and they haven't even dropped by. The owners are in Taiwan.
So I've never been in contact with them directly or nothing. It's just like a third party.
The owners bumped $50 off her rent, but doing more might cut too deep into their returns. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.